What's up, guys? This is Joseph here. Thank you for tuning into my podcast. So today I'm just doing a solo, and when I first started this podcast, I had a talk with my close friend, and he asked me if it would be okay if I would accept judgment. And so I was just like, you know, yeah, I mean, I know I'm going to get judged or critiqued for my podcast, and that's just going to be like the way of life. You're always going to be critiqued or judged about something. It's never going to stop. But it really depends on how people want to take it and if they accept it, or if they take it too much within, then they might become insecure and or jealous or develop feelings of hatred. My life was not the ordinary life. I'm pretty sure no one's life is an ordinary life. But for me, it was really interesting. I've had plenty of relationships. I've done gruesome things to people because of my vengeance for revenge. And then I've also had very weird emotional unconditional love situations for those who didn't deserve it. I'm only 19 years old. And when I look at Instagram, I notice that I have over 2,000 followers, but I only get around 120 likes. So I'm thinking to myself, why so? If I have 2,000 followers, I should get 2,000 likes. But not everyone is going to be interested or be applauded by whatever you post or whatever you show. And not everyone's going to be interested or applauded by whatever you wear or whatever you do in your normal day life. Now, when you watch Netflix, you see all these weird TV shows. Not weird TV shows, but like, some TV shows or some movies about young teens running off from their parents and pretty much starting their own life, and they start from the bottom. This podcast right now, I'm starting from the bottom, and I hope to eventually rise to the top. I have plenty of goals in life, and some goals would be to be a successful businessman, to have successful businesses, and to be an entrepreneur, and write films, and write scripts. And every day I tell myself, do this so you can achieve your goal in the next 10 years. And I find myself not doing it, and I wonder why. And I'm just saying that sometimes I'm insecure about my writing because I feel like I will never be a Quentin Tarantino or Tom Clancy or any famous writer, producer, author, because the world just wants something of that extent, something with so much gratitude that they just need more. You need more of it. Supply and demand. I feel like I'm not going to be able to supply the population enough in order for them to demand more. Or I feel like they won't be able to demand more of my shows, and because of that, I'm not going to put out any much effort to supply them with my writing. I'm young, but I don't want to become successful in my 30s. I want to work hard, play hard, and make a living in my 20s. A lot of people say, don't worry about that because you need to go explore or study school and focus on your things right now. But honestly, if you think about it, a year goes by extremely fast. And the next thing you know, you're going to be 80 years old. My neighbor is in her 80s. And it makes me realize that she's like 4 times my age, literally. And time time flies by. Even when I first moved down here from Tallahassee, Florida, she was like in her 70s. She lives like a normal human being today. Are you living like a normal human being today? That's my question I have. And necessarily, a normal human being doesn't mean that you get up, go to work, pay bills, come home and show this unconditional love to your family. I'm talking about doing what makes you happy. Getting up, even if you don't like the job you work, you know that you're going to have time to do stuff that you feel like is a pleasure for you. I don't know if a lot of people around me do that. I don't know if a lot of people around me feel like they can achieve their goals at all because of certain things that is blocking them. But my advice is, and sometimes I want to trawl upon my advice, so please don't call me out for being a hypocrite on it, is that you can only work or get for what you work for. You can only achieve for the amount of work that you put into it. There's things out there that people will be like, I want this, I want that. But then the next thing you know is they're just sitting there on their couch looking at other shows or other people doing this stuff and be like, why can't I do that? Why can't I do this? And yes, I'm not gonna lie, and I'll admit that life is a pain in the fucking ass. I will say that. You can't do certain things without any money. Or you can't do certain things with the position you're in. There's a common argument that I would have with some of my friends would be like, for instance, those people who live in the lower class areas, is it their option to stay there? Is it their choice to stay there? Or is it not? And sometimes I would say yes, and other times I would say no. I'm kind of bipolar with it, but the reason why I would say yes is because people who are rich currently, today, with old money, their ancestors had to get somewhere. Had to do exactly what the American dream was, which is if you work hard, you become rich. And eventually that those businesses passed down by generation. So they have the money, they have the opportunities, they have the abilities to do that. People with new money actually has to live with the American dream, but at what extent? At what cost? You might lose your family. You might lose certain connections in your life. You might become a whole new person that you weren't before, and the focus on is becoming rich and powerful rather than becoming rich and loving or rich and open. Money has a lot of influence on young teenagers, because with money you can pretty much buy what you want, get to places that you need to go, or feel classy, feel luxurious. And I think that our goals evolves around money. If you think about it, I want to become a script writer, but I want to become a successful businessman. I want to have money. I love money. I'm just going to tell you that. I love money. I love the idea of having money in my hands, money in my bank account. I love the idea of purchasing things. I love luxury. I love money. But it doesn't mean I don't love my family any less or don't love my friends any less. That's the difference between me and other people who focus on money and would do anything to get it rather than focusing on money and then still maintaining yourself in the relationships around you. what is your ordinary life? And sometimes your life is not going to be as ordinary as you say it would in the next year, or even the next month, or the next day, because anything can happen. It's kind of scary because you can walk outside your house and die. You can die in your sleep. So, thank you for tuning in today. I'll see you on my next podcast.